It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians with the second of two straight tough games to end the regular season. We'll be playing the Tri-Village Patriots. I believe they are coming in at sixth ranked in the state. I believe they are 18, I think they're 19-2 right now. And getting ready to get started on their tournament run too. And I don't know any of their tournament seedings and all that stuff, so not going to get into any of that. But the Indians had a pretty nice season this year in spite of not a bunch of wins. We have played some very good teams tough. Not counting last night, there was no way to stop Cameron Elwer. He was on fire with defenders all over him. He was basically unstoppable. But this afternoon, the Lady Indians came away with a nice victory in their tournament opener. They beat Triad by a score of 48-19. That's a little deceptive because the first half was very competitive. We were ahead 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, each team's we scored the same amount in the second quarter as we did in the first quarter. We scored 11, they scored 8, and it was 22-16. We had a 6-point lead at halftime. Then we ended up outscoring them 26-3 in the second half. They had 3 foul shots near the end of the game, the only points they were able to get in the second half. They could not make a shot. We were giving them some problems, and our defense was really good, but they just weren't able to make shots, and it went from a pretty competitive game to Fort Recovery owning the game about 4 or 5 minutes into the second half. So congratulations to them. And so now they will play on Tuesday. That'll be the winner of West Liberty Salem and Fairlawn. When I left, West Liberty Salem was starting to pour it on, and their 2 seed, Fairlawn, was a 9 seed. So I'm going to guess that West Liberty Salem won that. If they didn't, we'll be playing a Fairlawn team that's going to be really fired up. That'll be at Covington again. That'll be at 7:30 on Tuesday night. And WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will both be broadcasting that game live. And my information says that the Huddle and NFHS videos are both available. Then Thursday, the boys will start their tournament, and that'll be playing Houston at Troy at 6 o'clock. And again, Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be broadcasting that, and the Huddle video will be available there. If the girls would win on Tuesday, they would play again on Saturday, probably against Arcanum, if all of that side of the bracket works out the way it should on paper. And that will be at Monroe, down south of Dayton, at a time to be determined later. So let's take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want, chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
It's
time for basketball, and it's also time to get that new Lazy Boy recliner to watch the March Madness games in comfort from Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland, Indiana, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. The Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner and other top quality furniture for your home and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where Indians are getting ready to take on the Tri-Village Patriots. We weren't able to get a chance to talk with Coach Leverett before the game, but this game is kind of going to be on paper similar to what last night's game was on paper. A really tough team with a lot to prove, and it's going to be a tough problem for our Indians, and we'll see how we can compete against last night and tonight, two of the best teams in the state. And last night we could not handle Cameron Elwer. They do not have Cameron Elwer, but they have a very good team at Tri-Village. So, not sure exactly what our game plan is, but generally it's to kind of slow down the game, control the pace, and see if we can make some good plays of our own. So let's come back with a wrap-up of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Top Wrench.
Hello, this is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Wrench LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Wrench LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. And I'll talk a little bit about the boys' MAC standings. So after Delphus beating the Indians last night, they stand alone at the top of the MAC. 9 wins, no losses, and overall 19-1. Marion Local, 8 wins, 1 loss. Their 1 loss to Delphus St. John's. And they stand at 20-1 overall. Minster and Versailles and Coldwater at 6-3. St. Henry at 4-5. And New Bremen, Fort Recovery, and Parkway at 2-7. And New Knoxville, no wins, 9 losses in the MAC. Last night's games, I'm sure you already know the Delphus St. John's beat the Indians big time, 81-43. Also, the number 2 Marion Local team, they played Minster. They come away with an 8-point win, 59-51. So we thought that might be close. On paper, Marion Local should have won that big, but I thought that's a big rivalry, and figured that might go pretty close. Versailles beat St. Henry 60-46. And Coldwater beat New Bremen 61-47. And Parkway gets their second MAC victory, 60-48 over New Knoxville. So other than Delta St. John's, the other games were close or close-ish. And, you know, the Delta St. John's, my guess, I didn't look, I haven't seen the paper yet. I don't know if there's statistics in there. But my guess is the Delta St. John's shot over 75% from three-point range last night. And they had a bunch of them. It was just incredible to watch Cam Elwer, but also Aaron Elwer and several of the other players were just outstanding. Looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll thank you for listening to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll be back with the tin cupboard tip-off and the K&L Tractors first quarter. Back after this.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Introductions are going on now. And looks like for the Indians, it'll probably be the regulars. But let's go over the introducing the cheerleaders right now. But for the Tri-Village Patriots, it'll be junior or sophomore Dom Black, 6'6". Trey Sigister. He's a junior, 6'3". Griffin Richards, another sophomore, 5'11". Noah Finkbein, he's a 6'3" junior. And Kaysen Hollinger is a 6'2" junior. They do not have a senior on their squad. And they are, they've only lost two games. They are a force to be reckoned with. And I saw Dom Black walked out, 6 foot six, and I'm going to guess him at about 250 plus. And if he's not a football lineman, I don't know who is. He is a strong looking, tall, just a good looking athlete. And so it's going to be a tall task for our Indians. For our Indians, looks like it's going to be Briggs Overman, Breaker Judy, Brody Bargy, Gavin Evers, and Grant Fortkamp. And Braylon Dilworth, I'm sure, will come off the bench pretty quickly. Also, Colson Post. We're liable to see all kinds of people in the game today. It's just going to be... it's the last regular season game, a game that doesn't mean anything. The seedings are all done. You know, it's not going to – if we win this, yeah, it'll surprise everybody. But it doesn't get us a better seeding, doesn't get us anything. We're liable to have a lot of different younger guys playing tonight that don't usually see a lot of time on the – on the floor, but he may go with the whole regular starting lineup the whole game. We'll see how it goes, but you know, we're going to have a tall order to take down this Tri-Village Patriots team. But the last few games we have played very well, even though the score last night doesn't show it. We've played pretty well. So we're getting ready for the 10 cupboard tip-off, and we'll see how this game goes. It'll be, I'm sure, Breaker Judy, and it looks like he'll be jumping against number 5, Noah Finkbein. So we'll see how this all goes. The Indians are still huddling up and getting fired up, and the Patriots are all ready. It's Breaker versus Noah Finkbein. The Scott Steinbrenner, the official, going to toss it up. And we're underway. And Breaker tips it. Brody grabs it near our bench. Indians have first possession. Overman out past the volleyball line. He'll dribble around. He's going into the lane. Kicks it back out to Gavin Evers. Breaker Judy on the left wing to Grant Fortman. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Back over into the corner to Justin Overman. Or excuse me, Briggs Overman, Justin's son. And Briggs puts in about a 15-footer from the right corner. And Indians lead 2-0. It's going to be... Richards bringing the ball up. He'll have it out on the right wing. Kason Hollinger over to Finkbein. They have me a little messed up because they don't have their numbers near their names, so it's going to take me a little bit to get this sorted out. They're still working it around. Finkbein, he gets it to... looks like that was Griffin Richards. About a 15-foot jumper, no good. Indians rebound. And it will be Overman, of course, bringing it up. He'll get a screen from Brody Bargy. He'll put it up. No good. Tried to draw a foul. He just kind of threw that over his shoulder at the basket. Didn't get anywhere near and did not get a foul called. So... they get it quickly into Dom Black, who is charging toward the basket, and he puts it in. We're tied at 2. Brody Bargy will bring the ball up, and he'll make a move, kicks it out to Gavin Evers, to Brody back in the left corner. And he's motioning for Gavin, tries to go inside, puts it up, no good, a little bit of contact, no call, and Black gets the rebound. Three-pointer, good by... Griffin Richards, and it's 5-2. Indians trail now. 5 minutes, 50 seconds in the K&L Tractors first quarter. Brody Bargy puts up a 15-footer, no good, and rebound to the Patriots. They go up. That was either Overman or Brody with a block. And we got the rebound. We're getting it across center court. Took us a little bit, but we're okay. Breaker way out on the right wing. He'll get it handed off to Grant, who gets it back to Breaker. He'll lost control for a second. He flips back to Briggs Overman just in time. Just slightly over 5 minutes to go here. Overman with the ball. Indians still controlling the ball and right now controlling the pace. Overman makes a nice move, goes past his man, faked him a little bit, and in there for a wide open layup. 5-4, Indians trail by a point. The Patriots are bringing the ball up. It is Hollinger to Griffin Richards. And back to Hollinger, down to Dom Black in the bottom in the right corner. And nice fake by number 7, and he put it up and in, and I didn't see who got that nice little layup for him. So it is 7-4. Noah Finkbein that got the basket. It's 7-4, and Briggs has the ball to Brody, to Breaker on the left wing. He'll kick it back over to Brody on the right wing, down to Overman in the right corner. He'll drive the baseline, and they'll call a foul on. Looks like it might be 15. Yep, that is Sagister, who's in the game now, that got the foul. So that's the first foul of the game for either team. Fortkamp drives in, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound out to Gavin Evers at the foul line. Gets it out to Breaker, and missed shot by the Indians. Rebound coming down to the Patriots. And Griffin Richards with a three-pointer, and it's now 10-4. 3.5 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractors first quarter. And Overman goes toward the basket, and I think it was partially blocked. Scott Steinbrenner said it was off the Indians. So it will be the Patriots' ball. They lead 10-4. I think he just stutter-stepped. Yep, the official near him didn't call it. Scott Steinbrenner, trailing the play, saw it. He did stutter step. So it'll be Indians ball. Gavin Evers has it now. He'll bring it across center court. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Indians trail 10-4. And get it to Brody Bargy on the right baseline, kicks it out to Grant Fortkamp. Ball up, no good. Rebound fought for, and looks like they're going to call a foul on Gavin Evers. That'll be his first and the team's first. It's going to be Finkbein turning it in. He'll get it to Griffin Richards. Richards out at the top, setting up the offense. They're going. They got a nice alley-oop into, not a dunk or anything, but nice alley-oop from the right side to Noah Finkbein, and it's 12-4. 2.5 to go here. Gavin Evers has the ball now from the left corner. He'll dribble out to the top of the key, out past the volleyball line, looks back at the coach, gets the play. And he gets it to Brody Bargy on the right. He'll dribble to the wing. He'll go into the paint and gets the ball off to Gavin Evers for a nice, easy, wide-open layup from the right side. 12-6, just under 2 minutes. And it'll be, they get it into Black. He's got a lot of muscle, and he uses it and gets in, gets a shot over Brody Bargy. He not only has more muscle, but he's an inch or two taller than Brody. So a big young man. Dom Black, just a 6'6 sophomore. Overman tries to get the three to go. Bounces around, does not go. Rebound fought for, and Black out rebounds Brody Bargy. So they Sagister goes into the lane and flips it to draws Brody Bargy to him and flips it to Black, who is wide open on the other side of the basket, puts it in, and it's 16-6, and it'll be a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Minute 18 to go here in the K&L Tractors first quarter, and Indians trail 16-6. They've spread their scoring out for the Patriots. And the Indians bringing the ball down court. Got tapped a little bit from Colson Post, and the Patriots end up with it. Sagister with a shot, no good. Black with the rebound, back out to Sagister, back into Black. He's been in the lane a long time, misses the shot, and rebound by Brody Bargy. Big fight going on, and looks like Breaker caught a elbow in the nose somewhere along the line. Shot in the corner from Colson Post, no good. Sagister's coming down with the ball. He gets it over in the corner to Griffin Richards, who puts in a three. It's 19-6. 30 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Braylon Dilworth now in the game for the Indians. He'll bring it up. He gets it tipped away. And I thought he got fouled on the tip away. And then as he dives for the ball, the Patriot player stepped in front of him, and Dilworth ended up technically fouling him, I guess, but it was just one of those things, and he got fouled first but didn't get called that way. So it is Bruns to Black to Sagister. Sagister with a nice move from the right side and up and in, and it's 21-6. And it's tipped away again, and Sagister... Well, that's basically the same thing they did to Braylon Dilworth, but they didn't call the foul. They did call a foul on Sagister. That'll be his second, team's second. That is Trey Sagister. He's a 6'3 junior, I believe, the son of the coach. And it'll be Dilworth, 8 seconds, seven. It is Overman trying to get loose to get a shot. He gets a long fadeaway and buries a three at the buzzer. So as we finish the K&L Tractor first quarter, it is 21 for the Tri-Village Patriots, 9 now for the Indians. We'll be back with the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter, Indians trail 21-9, and the Tri-Village Patriots will get the ball first. It is Griffin Richards. He'll bring the ball across. Gets it. Goes inside to Dom Black. Puts up a nice move two defenders there, and he just muscled his way to the basket and up and in, 23-9. Braylon Dilworth will bring the ball up for the Indians. Colson Post is in the game, and then the three starters are Gavin Evers, Breaker Judy, and Grant Fortkamp. Dilworth goes down to the baseline on the left side, kicks it back out to Breaker. Gavin Evers pops a little quick shot in from the foul line, 23-11. And Sagister will bring the ball up for the Tri-Village Patriots. He gets it to Griffin. He gets it to Black, who gets it back to Sagister, who kicks it off to, I didn't see who, but coming out of nowhere was Breaker Judy to block that shot right at the basket. It was going to be an easy layup. That was going to be number 15, Kaysen Hollinger, got his shot blocked. And they switch him out. He is replaced by Brecken Gray. So the play went inside, and the big man used his muscle a little too much, gets called for the offensive foul. That will be his first foul. He has 8 points on the game. That's Dom Black, D-O-M Black. And Indians have it. Braylon Dilworth on the left wing. Breaker has it way out top, looking for something to happen here. Dilworth comes out, gets the ball. He's gets it in the corner to Gavin Evers, out on the right wing, out to on the left wing to Dilworth. Back to Colson Post on the right wing, into Breaker Judy at the foul line. He's looking to make a move. Kicks it out to Dilworth, who puts up a three. No good. Gavin Evers goes high for the rebound. Goes up and in, goes strong. The ball goes in, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. And he's fouled, I believe, by Noah Finkbein. So it is 23-13. Indians back to within 10. Could get it in single digits after Gavin makes his foul shot, which he did. 23-14, 6:20 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And the Tri-Village Patriots are looking to ramp up the action here and increase the lead back to well into the double digits. Black kicks it back out to the left side. Sagister on the left gets it to Black at the top. Sagister dribbles down to the baseline, and that would be another offensive foul. He just plowed over Braylon Dilworth, who was definitely there in plenty of time. So that is Sagister's third foul, I believe. And he will go out. It will be Indians' ball. We're down 9 with a chance to cut into the lead a little bit more here. Brody Bargy gets it into Briggs Overman. Briggs will bring it across center court with no pressure. Grant back to Briggs, way out on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, gets it to Colson Post. Gavin Evers on the left side, and he goes to the baseline toward the basket, and it'll be a foul on Dom Black, and that'll be his second foul. That'll be the team's fourth foul of the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. 5:39 left here. Indians trail by 9. Grant Fortkamp has the ball. He'll bring it way out to the top and try to get the offense set up. Gavin Evers dribbling out on the right wing to Colson Post. Look to shoot. Quickly covered. He's bringing it back, and Brody Bargy's looking to tried to go inside to Gavin Evers and threw his hands courtesy of one of the Tri-Village Patriots. 23-14, Indians still trail by 9. Griffin Richards has the ball. He throws it clear across court. Three-pointer by Brecken Gray is no good. And about to go out of bounds, kind of save back in, and a little bit of a scrum over there, and ends up being a foul on Gavin Evers. That's his second foul. And so the Indians have All the starters in except for Gavin, and he's replaced by Colson Post. And they get it into Dom Black. He goes up, and I believe that's a foul on Brody Bargy. That's only his first foul. We need him to stay in there. He's been good at shot blocking the last probably 10 games, been very good. Dom Black will go to the line to shoot. Hits the side of the back of the rim. Score remains 23-14. Indians trail by 9. 4:54 left here in the second quarter, the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Second one goes in, lead back to 10. Nobody scored for a while except for that foul shot that was just made. Briggs has it to Grant Fortkamp, to Breaker in the right corner, into Brody. He's looking to make a move, makes a nice move. Oh, and I thought he got hacked on the arm to lose the ball, and they said it went off his leg and out of bounds. So I guess we'll see how that all goes. It was Brecken Gray that bumped that away from him. Black at the top of the key here. They're passing it around the perimeter. Try to go inside. Back over in the corner to Hollinger. Very short on a three-pointer from the corner. Rebound by Breaker Judy. And Briggs has it. Gets it to Brody. Brody looks to make a move. Gets it out to Judy at the top. Colson makes throws a three up there. And hits the back of the rim. Looked pretty good, but it hit the back of the rim and bounced over the backboard and into the Fort Recovery student section. 24-14, 4 minutes, 6 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Black at the top. He gets it to Finkbein. Over to Brecken Gray. Back out to Finkbein. They're playing way out at the top. Colson taps it away, but they're able to recover it quickly. Griffin Richards has it way out there. Indians are trying to stay on their man as close as they possibly can. And Finkbein loses Breaker. Brody got on him, but Finkbein was able to get the basket in over him. And so it is a 12-point deficit for the Indians. Colson Post goes inside, puts one up, and he'll be fouled by number zero, Dom Black, and that's going to be his third foul. The big man with three fouls on him. Also 8 points, 9 points, excuse me, after that free throw. So Colson Post will be at the free throw line to shorten the lead. Oh, bounces three times on the rim and out. Dilworth will come in for... not sure. Oh, that was Gavin Evers that came out. Colson Post at the line to get his second one. Bounces around the rim and goes in this time. Lead at 11, 26-15, 3:22 left in Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. It is Richards. Gets it to Finkbein. Back to Richards. And shot off the back of the rim. Rebound eventually to Brody Bargy. He's going to go in. And he was hit in the head and hit in the arm, and no foul called. And missed the shot. The Patriots end up with the ball here. Under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Griffin Richards way out past the volleyball line. And Breaker will go out to guard him now, and he has to pass it off. He gets it to Hayden Hunt. And back to Richards, and tapped away. And the Indians do come up with it. Gets it to Briggs Overman, and he promptly throws in a three from the top of the key. It's 26-18, lead down to 8. Briggs Overman with a great shot. He now has 10 for the Indians. Has 10 of our 18. And it's the Finkbein over to Richards, back to Finkbein. Hollinger down in the corner, back to Finkbein. And back to Hollinger in the corner, and he puts in a three. Looks like we didn't think he was going to shoot a three because he got the ball and we walked away from him. But lead back to 11 now. Brody Bargy on the left wing. And I think they're going to call Indians for an illegal screen on Braylon Dilworth. So the ball will go back to the Patriots. That's Dilworth's second foul. The third team foul. Patriots have five team fouls. Minute 40 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And same man, same spot, misses the shot for the Patriots. Hollinger wasn't able to make that one. And Brody Bargy with the rebound. And Hollinger wraps him up, and they call a foul. Brody had the ball. Hollinger wouldn't let go of the ball. He'd already had a foul called on him, and he's still trying to hang on to the ball. So anyway, Brody Bargy will go to the line. Minute 30 left here in the first half. Brody will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Couple of dribbles. He'll put that up. Up and in. Deficit down to 10, 29-19. We're hanging in there with them pretty well right now. Brody Bargy back to the foul line. Couple of dribbles. It's up. And it's off the back of the rim, and it'll be going to the Patriots. Richards out to Carson Bettinghouse, that's now in the game. Stolen by Dilworth. And he's looking to get it across. They're giving him a little problem, and got grabbed by Briggs Overman, got grabbed, but they didn't call it. He did get a shot off. That's missed. A long rebound. And wow. Griffin Richards came down and shot the ball like it was a last second shot and puts it in for a three. It's 32-19. We need to get a shot this time. And Fort Camp was knocked down. No foul. They steal the ball, and now it went from a 9-point lead deficit for the Indians to a 15-point deficit just real quick with a couple of what I would call pretty strong no calls. 25 seconds here. Dilworth with the ball out top. Brody Bargy kind of getting himself open in case Dilworth wants to. And Dilworth goes over to the corner, slips. I think he banged his knee and his head. His feet just went out from under him, just for what appeared to be no reason. As far as I know, nobody was down on the floor over there for a while. He went over there, and it was like he was on roller skates. His feet went almost up in the air. He landed on his knee and I think his head. So. Not bad on his head, but he's limping some. So 17 seconds left, and so we've got some towel boys out there, but I don't know that anybody can see any wet spot, but there was definitely one over there. His feet went out from under him, like I said, like he was on roller skates. So here we are, Fort Recovery Insurance, second quarter, 17 seconds left. It is Patriots 34, Indians 19. They're working on it like it's a big deal, but I don't know where the wet spot came from. I don't remember anybody going down over there before where there'd be sweat. I just not sure. And I see Cale Rammel coming into the gym and his girlfriend, and that's awesome. He's back from I can't remember the name of the college he's at, one up around Columbus, and so. Nice to see him in the gym. Probably home on the long President's Day weekend. So they've finally dismissed the towel boys. Still trying to find out where the wet spot was. So 17 seconds. It will be Patriots ball. We need to stop them. We can't let them get any more points on us. It'll be Richards going to bring the ball up with Fort Camp on him. Grant's giving him some problems. He's trying to get away. He does get away. Gets it into the corner. Shot goes up around the rim. No good. Brody Bargy with the rebound. It's being fought for, and the clock expires, and it's 34-19. Indians get 10 points in that quarter. The Patriots got 13. So it's 34-19. Indians still hanging in there with one of the top 10 teams in the state. And it's going to be the little cheerleaders. And we'll take a break. We'll go to the Cooper Farms halftime show, and we'll talk a little bit about the MAC champion 8th grade boys. We'll give you their names and so forth. We'll be back with the Cooper Farms halftime show right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, and the Indians are trailing the number six team in the state, I believe, the two-loss Tri-Village Patriots, 34-19. So we had the lead, their lead down to nine, and then they made a couple of pretty good plays. Some of them were a little physical, but it's however they're calling it, that's how they're calling it. So we'll see how if we can hang in there. We've had times when we have gone on 6, 8, 10, 15 point scoring streaks, and we've had times when we have not been able to score a point for 10 minutes. So we'll see how this second half will go. But here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show, right now the Indians are trailing 34-19 and doing pretty well against a great team. So let's take a break. We'll come back, and as I mentioned, we'll talk about the 8th grade boys basketball team that won the MAC tournament today. So back in just a minute.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Fort Recovery playing Tri-Village, and we trail by 15, 34-19 at halftime. And I want to say, number one, congratulations to to our Lady Indians in a game we broadcasted this afternoon from Covington. Lady Indians defeated Triad big time, about 30, 40 points. It was close at halftime, and they got 3 points. It was 3 foul shots toward the end of the game. That's the only points they were able to score in the second half. So congratulations to our Lady Indians. Play again on Tuesday, and I'll go over that a couple more times here tonight. But the other thing we want to get to is the 8th grade boys, MAC champions. That's they're coached by Justin Overman, and the team is Bentley Dilworth, Beetle, Jordan Deuce, Crew Fortcamp, Landon Garrett, Andrew Martinez, Isaac Niekamp, Ethan Schmitz, Bryce Seifring, and Gunner Thompson, Jet Toby, and Reed Willman. They beat St. Henry 28-25 in a back-and-forth game, and it was really good for them to get that under their belt. And as they mentioned when they're introducing them before the game, we look forward to them coming up and playing freshman JV and maybe some varsity for us next year and over the next 4 or 5 years. So that's big for us. And we have the upcoming games Tuesday. Since we won today, our girls will play, I'm pretty sure, West Liberty Salem, the number 2 seed, at 7:30 in the second game at Covington on Tuesday. And Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be broadcasting, and the Huddle and NFHS videos will be available. Thursday, the boys will start their tournament run. They'll be playing Houston at Troy, and that'll be the first game at 6 o'clock. And again, Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be broadcasting that, and the Huddle video will be available there. Then if the girls would win on Tuesday, they would play Saturday at Monroe, probably against Arcanum or whoever could beat them, the number 1 or number 2 seed. And that would be at a time to be announced later, but that would be a week from today when they would play there. And the boys, if they win, would play the following Wednesday. So it's Thursday next week and Wednesday the following week if we keep winning. And the way we're playing right now, even though the scores don't necessarily show it, we are playing very well. And with us going south instead of playing MAC teams like everybody else in our league, it's going to work out pretty well for us. So let's take a break. We'll come back with the Cop Pharmacy third quarter. Back right after this.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalb Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalb Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalb Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back. Fortside Fieldhouse, Kalb Pharmacy, third quarter. Indians trail 34-19. We get the ball first. Briggs Overman will bring it across center court. Gets it to Brody at the top of the key at the foul line. He turned around jumper from the foul line and goes in. 34-21. Deficit down to 13. And it is Finkbein with it. He gets it to Black. Gets it back to Finkbein. Shot up, no good. Brody Bargy with the rebound, slapped about five times, no call. To Breaker Judy in the right wing and up around the rim, no good. It was going to be a three-pointer, and that would have been a big momentum builder. Sagister back in the game now with three fouls. He has it for the Patriots. They're passing the ball quickly around. It is Sagister with a three, and Sagister tries to steal it, and Overman gets it back to Grant, back over in the corner to Gavin Evers, and to Breaker into Brody Bargy. He goes up again, a little bit of shoving, but misses a shot, no call. A three up, no good. Hits the rim, hits the top of the backboard, and it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. We'll go the length of the court. It is 37-21. Deficit is 16 now. 6 minutes, 34 seconds. And Briggs lets the ball roll to center court before he gets it, picks it up. Gavin Evers out to Grant Fortkamp. Briggs on the right wing, down to Brody. He'll kick it into Gavin, back to Brody, over to Grant Fortkamp, open for a three, off, no good. Breaker goes up for the rebound, and they do call that foul. And that was on 15, Kaysen Hollinger. That'll be his first, I believe. His second, excuse me. So he has two, and it'll be the Indians' ball out of bounds. 37-21 here on the Kalb Pharmacy scoreboard. And ball into Gavin. He misses the first one, gets his own rebound, fouled on the second one, and it'll be a foul on Dom Black. That'll be his fourth foul. He goes out with 9 points so far, and not happy about some of the fouls called here, but so Gavin Evers is at the foul line. He'll make the first shot. So he'll get another one. 37-22, 15-point lead for the Patriots. Second one goes in, and it'll be Sagister bringing the ball up, and he has three fouls himself. It will be, he gets it to Griffin Richards, back to Sagister on the left wing. He's looking to try to make a move. He goes in the lane, tries to flip it to one of his teammates. He couldn't get it through two Indians for sure. And Briggs Overman ends up with it. He's going into the lane. He'll go up, shoot one of his shots. Couldn't make it. Brody Bargy with the rebound. Tries to flip it back to Grant before it goes out of bounds. They get it ahead to Sagister. He puts up a three quickly. No good. Rebound by the Patriots. And it is Noah Finkbein way out at the top. He'll get it to Sagister out in the center circle. He gets it to one of the other players, who gets it quickly to Griffin Richards, who is charging the baseline, and he puts it up and in very easily. So it is 39-23. The Patriots are leading. Briggs has the ball out at the top of the key. Gavin to Brody. He'll put up a 15-footer from the left side, and it's 39-25. It's Richards bringing the ball up. Gets it to Sagister. And he'll drive into the lane. Nice move. Goes up and past several defenders and in. And Sagister has, I think, 7 points here. But he also has 3 fouls. Briggs has the ball, top of the key. Gavin, back to Briggs. Grant, back to Briggs. He'll put up a three from the corner, from the top of the key. No good. Rebound fought for. It'll be Indians ball out off of one of the Patriots. And it'll be Dilworth and Post coming in for Briggs Overman. I didn't see who else came out. So it'll be, they get it in quickly to Post. He puts one up. I think it was tipped a little bit. Put up a three. Hit the rim, but didn't go in. Quickly up for the Patriots. And it is Griffin Richards. Kind of a fast break three-pointer. We saw that last night a couple of times from Cam Elwer. So it is now 44-25 and now quickly up to a 19-point lead. 6 quick points. It's Dilworth. Shot left, three-pointer from the left side. No good. Rebound to the Patriots. We need a stop here or this thing could get out of hand very quickly. Hollinger to Sagister out, way out past the volleyball line. He gets it to, not sure who it is out there, that's Hollinger. Gets it back to Sagister, no good. Rebound to Brody Bargy. He's looking ahead, but nowhere to go. He brings it on up. Gets it to Colson Post, to Dilworth, to Gavin Evers in the left corner. Back to Dilworth, back to Evers, into Breaker Judy. He makes a move. A lot of contact, no call, and rebound to the Patriots. Sagister on the right wing, looking to do something, goes to the baseline, throws it across to Hollinger, who puts it up and in. And Hollinger has 6, and the lead is now 22. It was 13 just moments ago. Kelp Pharmacy third quarter, 2 minutes 42 seconds left. And it's starting to get out of control. We can't come up empty this time. We need a basket and a stop. Ooh, nice play from Brody to Gavin, and he did not make the layup. Rebound to the Patriots. Sagister trying to make a move inside, can't get it, and everybody's kind of messing around there. I think they're going to end up calling a foul on Breaker, who was just, it's only his first, but he was trying to get the ball. He was on his hands and knees, and Sagister kind of tripped over him. They called a foul. So anyway, Sagister, left corner. He's going to try to go in. He kicks it out to Hollinger. Excuse me, that was Richards, who makes a three, and they're heating up. It is 50-25 now. The lead doubled in the last 3 minutes. And it is Post. He got his shot partially blocked. And Sagister with the rebound. He's looking ahead. And he's going to try to make a move. He goes in. Looked like a travel, but no call there. I think we're going to get called for a foul. Probably Post. We'll see what happens here. Yep, that's Colson Post. That's his first. And Sagister will go to the line. Sagister has 7 points on the night. And Richards, who just made the three a moment ago, has 17 for the Patriots. Sagister's first foul shot up. Hit the rim 3 times and out. Score remains 50-25. Kalp Pharmacy third quarter. Indians need to get this rebound if he can get him to miss another one here. Sagister eyes it up. And he makes this one from the Hull Brothers foul line. And it's 51-25. Dilworth with the ball. Post. Briggs Overman. Overman drives into the lane. Goes up. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. And kind of protested by the Patriots. But that foul was on Hayden Hunt. That's his first. And Briggs will go to the foul line to shoot two. Hull Brothers foul line. And Briggs, a couple of dribbles. First one hits the front of the rim and right back at him. That usually means it's a sign of being tired, but I don't think that had enough arch on it to have gotten above the rim. So he'll shoot the second one. That's going to be good. And I already called that before it was going to go. I saw it go up, and it looked really good, and it did go in. So it's 26-51 for the Patriots. And they are running their handoff drill out front. And it'll be Richards way out on the right wing. Gets it back on the left wing. He throws up a one-hander off the glass. Nice move, nice shot over defenders, and it's 53-26. 55 seconds left in the Top Pharmacy third quarter. Overman with a three does not go in, but that's a shot we want, and he was wide open. They're having a little trouble getting it across center court. Almost stolen by Colson Post. Tried to go inside to Carson Bettinghouse and knocked away and touched last by Bettinghouse. So it'll be Indians ball, the length of the court. 40 seconds left here. Top Pharmacy third quarter hasn't been good to our Indians. We have scored 7 points, and they have scored 19. And it's Briggs with the ball right wing, looking to get inside. Gets it over to Fort Camp in the corner. Back to Briggs. Goes inside to Colson Post. He'll make a move. Up, no good. Bounced around the rim. Rebound to the Patriots. It'll be Finkbein. He'll get it to Segister, Trey Segister, out past the volleyball line, and Breaker Judy is all over him. And he does get a screen and gets away, and I think they're going to call a foul on, yep, they're going to call a foul on Briggs Overman. That'll be his first, third for the team here in the quarter. 4 seconds left here in the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter. And it'll be Segister trying to increase the lead. That's up and in. Last time at the line, he missed his first, made his second. So he makes his first one this time. And it's 54-26, Patriots over our Indians. This one is up. That's also good. And foul on the act of shooting a three. And he'll get a third one. That one's up, also in, and Dilworth will quickly get it down court. Overman will put it up. No good this time. He did make one at the buzzer, I think the end of the half. So it is now 56-26, the Patriots leading over our Indians, and we'll be back with the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians trailing by 30, 56-26. Third quarter was not good to our Indians. Second quarter wasn't so great, but we got outscored 22-7 in that third quarter, and we were outscored 13-10 in the second quarter, already down by quite a bit. So we have a 30-point deficit. The Patriots have the ball. They're working around the top. Brecken Gray back over to Bettinghouse, back to Gray, And they're going to call a foul on Breaker Judy. I think that'll be his second personal foul, first team foul in the quarter. So score still only 20 seconds in. It's still 56-26. And it'll be Segester with a three-pointer. Breaker Judy went down hard. And Brody Bargy blocks a shot, and then they're trying to go up, and they're going to call it went after Brody blocked the shot. Somebody else grabbed the ball, and they tried to put it in, and Colson Post fouled them. So it'll be the second team foul. They try to go in under the basket, and he was going to lose it. He flipped it behind his back. There was a player, one of his players, near there but couldn't get to it. So it is Indians ball, still down 30 to Briggs Overman in the left corner. He looks to try to get it inside to Brody, and it's tipped away into the stands. And it'll be Brody triggering the ball in for the Indians. He gets it to Briggs, way out on the left wing. Briggs has 11 for the game. Brody has 5, and that's kind of most of our scoring. We go inside to Breaker. He puts one up and in, and that's his first basket of the game. And it's 56-28 now, under 7 minutes to go. And it is Segester tries to go to the baseline. Traveled a little bit but didn't get a call. Stolen away by Colson Post as they tried to get it outside. Colson Post puts up a three. I think he got fouled on that, but only a little, and they didn't call it. And it is Segester trying to make stuff happen all night long. He drives into the lane and really tries to get stuff going. Gets it off to Brecken Gray, and he puts in a three. And he has 6 points for the game. Dilworth puts up a 15-footer. That's up and in, 59-30. Indians still trail, and it is Segester, Trey Segester, the junior. He'll drive into the lane, is not able to get a shot off, gets it blocked, gets it back, and a shot, a three-point shot, no good. And Briggs Overman with the ball. He's coming up court, and I believe he was fouled by Brecken Gray. And we'll see how that turns out, but that would be the first team foul, I believe, on the Patriots. Patriots are going to take a timeout, and we'll take timeout with them back in just a minute.
It's time for basketball, and it's also time to get that new Lazy Boy recliner to watch the March Madness games in comfort from Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland, Indiana, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. The Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner and other top quality furniture for your home and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter. Follow Mechanical fourth quarter. Indians trail 59-30. And the Patriots were, they got some spurts in the first quarter and got up 21-9. They outscored us 13-10 in the second quarter, so we didn't lose much ground there. But that third quarter, they outscored us 22-7. So the lead got up to 30. It was manageable. We got it down to 9. And within 2 or 3 minutes, within 2 minutes, it was 20. They just started rolling and bullied us, bullied their way. Overman with a shot. He kind of looks his defender in the eye and just puts one over him. A three-pointer goes in, 59-33. It is Griffin Richards to Brecken Gray on the left side. There's a whistle. That'll be a foul on Gavin Evers inside. Not sure exactly what happened there, but wasn't near the ball, wasn't near where the action was. So it'll be the Patriots ball underneath. And again, somebody puts Breaker Judy on the floor, and I don't think he's happy about that with no call and things not going well. So we get the ball to Gavin Evers, back out to Briggs on the right wing. Gavin in the corner, back to Briggs. Brody at the top of the key to Braylon Dilworth. Puts up a three, no good. Almost got his own rebound, stolen away by Sagister. And Brody Bargy with a block. They get the rebound. They're still fighting, and they're going to put up a three, no good. Goes over the backboard. It didn't touch anything, but they're going to call it out of bounds. And Sagister, I'm not sure why he's complaining about a call because you're up 30 points. But anyway, it is Indians ball. Briggs has it, and he is just sort of bumped by Griffin Richards. That's going to be the second team foul. Richards' first foul. To Breaker Judy, throws inbounds to Breaker in the corner. No good. Tries to put up a three. And Gavin gets the rebound, gets kind of knocked down, gets it out to Brody out on the left wing. Breaker Judy, he got the ball tipped as he got it over to Briggs. Briggs has it. Looked to shoot a three, gets it over to Dilworth. He puts up a three, no good. And they're often sort of running again. They're going to pull it out. It's Gray tries to go, or gets it to Finkbein in the right corner. He goes at the basket. He is blocked but fouled. That was on Gavin Evers. That's his fourth. And Finkbein will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. He has 6 points, now seven. Score goes back to 30-point lead, 63-33. 4 minutes, 19 seconds left in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Playing the number two team in the state, or number six team in the state with two losses is what I was trying to say. And he'll get another shot and gets that one in. And Dilworth has it for the Indians. And he'll get it over, tries to get it over to Colson Post and intercepted by Finkbein. And he puts it up and in, and the lead's now 33. We don't want that running clock. Dilworth to Breaker to Brody. And they thought they were going to get away with another SWAT steal, but they called the foul on him this time. So it'll be, looks like Brody Bargy and Dilworth are out. Don't know if they're going to be staying out. They're being subbed for by some of the regular subs, so we're not calling it off yet. So Post with a three-pointer, no good, and it is fought for, and it'll be Indians ball out of bounds. Be Gavin Evers going to trigger the ball in for the Indians, and he gets it to Breaker, who gets it to Overman. No good. Breaker with a tip in, but it won't go in. Rolled all the way around the rim and fell off the left side. So it ends up rolling out of bounds off of the Indians, and the Patriots will go the length of the court. And it is Sagister being guarded by Judy, and it ends up in a pile of people on the floor. And I believe that it was Sagister that just absolutely bulldozed Grant Fortkamp, who was there. And I think that's his fourth or fifth. Yep, it's his Sagister's fourth foul. I don't know. He was talking to somebody on the bench, but it doesn't look like anybody was mad at anybody. He was talking to somebody on our bench. So, anyway, it's our ball. Grant has it, gets it to Breaker, tries to go inside, loses it. Again, a little bit of a bump, and the ball comes loose. Sagister wanted to shoot one. Gray puts one up, no good. And Grant Fortkamp comes away with it, but Big Dom Black is back in the game, and he's kind of yanks it away from him. Actually, I think that was from Colson Post. And score still remains 66-33, the Patriots leading over our Indians. And 3:11 to play here. And it'll be Dom Black going to the Hull Brothers foul line. Black had four fouls early. He puts that up. That one's off. He gets one more. No, he does make that one, sorry. And so he has 10 points. He's in double digits. So they have four players in double digits. And Indians have it now. It is Overman. He's going to drive in, makes his move. They're going to call a foul on Sagister. That'll be his last foul. And he goes out with 14 points. And it'll put Briggs Overman at the line. He has 14 for the game. That goes around and in. The two coaches are talking about stuff about when they're going to, I think they're talking about when they're, when we're putting subs in or they're putting subs in. I think he's waiting to see if they're going to put subs in first. They're the ones with the 30-point lead. So we're putting subs in. They're both putting subs in. And it'll be let's see, who was that? Number five. That was Noah Finkbein. No, 15, sorry. Hollinger. So not sure what's going on, but there's players trying to come onto the court. The Patriots call a timeout. I guess we're going to get a timeout with 2 minutes 13 seconds left to get the subs in for both teams, I believe, is what's going to go on there. So Richards has 19 for the Patriots. I'm going to try to get these before they all get off the board. Finkbein had 10. Dom Black had 11 and didn't play a lot. Our announcer, Mr. RJ the DJ, is giving a big thank you to Amy Potcutter, and she deserves it. She has her hands full, and she does a great job. So not sure how this is going to go. Okay, not sure who's in. We still have – they have subs in. We do not – oh, technical foul somewhere along the line. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I would guess that Sagister made some sort of remark, the player, not the coach. And so Grant Fortkamp is shooting foul shots. He's up around 80%, makes his first one and the second one. So it's 71-35. So it's a 36-point lead for the Patriots, which probably means it will be a running clock. So now we get our starters out and have basically our starting JV team in. It is Fortkamp over to Carter Fortkamp over to Dilworth. And a shot up by Evers, no good, and rebounded by the Patriots. Some new guys that I might not get right. Teddy Miller, I think he put a shot up. Rebound by Doug Benn, as usual. When he's in the game, he gets a rebound. And it's Carter Fortkamp again out on the left wing. He'll get it to Braylon Dilworth. Back to Carter. Back to Braylon. They try to get it into Doug. And they're trying to say that it was a jump ball, but there's two guys there, and each one of them had a hold of one of Doug's arms. So I don't think their jump ball is gonna fly. So that'll put Doug at the foul line. Minute and the clock's running clock now. He misses that one. If he'd made both of these, it would shut off the running clock. But it's under a minute now. Doug. Couple of dribbles. A breath. That's up and in. 36-71, but it is still 35 points. The Patriots will bring it up. And that is Brecken Gray. He's been in the game a couple of times. And Bettinghouse tried to get it into Bettinghouse. Goes away, but it's picked up by the Patriots. 25 seconds left, and Carter Fortkamp will bring it up for the Indians. He'll try to go into the lane, tipped away, and it is Gray goes in the lane, and Doug Benn took exception. So he put him into the bleachers, into the student section for Fort Recovery. And so it'll be Brecken Gray at the Hall Brothers foul line. Time runs out with the running clock. It is 71 for the Patriots and 36 for the Indians. So we'll be back with the Miracle Lanes postgame show after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
At Beanie's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered, to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians go down to defeat to the number six team in the state. 71-36, the Tri-Village Patriots. And we hung in there with them for a while. We were doing pretty well. We were down 21-9 at the end of the first quarter and 34-19 at half. But we got it down to 9 points. And then in a matter of less than 2 minutes, it was 20-point lead for the Patriots, and they kind of walked away from there. And so the Indians, we played well against two really good teams last night and tonight, but man, are they good teams. We'll take a little break here. We'll come back and talk with Coach Leverett and get his thoughts on it. Be back in just a minute.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Oop, sorry, we're back with Coach Leverett. And we're getting ready to go into the tournament. Coach, you want to talk anything about last night and tonight, or you want to talk about the future of the tournament?
Well, I'd rather just talk about the future of the tournament.
Yeah, because that's the future. It doesn't matter if we had won by a bunch or lost by a bunch.
No.
That's yesterday's news now.
Well, I mean, this weekend we told the guys going in, not sure what to, I mean, we knew what to expect. Two really good teams, two state-ranked teams in their divisions.
Yeah.
So come out, compete, and let's see what happens, you know. And we competed at times, but we weren't fully locked in like we needed to be defensively. Offensively, I thought we were a little bit sloppy, a little hesitant at times.
Yep.
And that's credit to Delphus and to Tri-Village. I mean, those are two really good defensive teams, so you got to give them credit on some of that stuff too. So, yeah, good tune-up going into house next Thursday for first round of sectional semis.
Yeah.
We got to regroup. We just talked about that a little bit in the locker room just a second ago. We got to lock in and be ready to go for next Thursday. So
I thought our intensity was pretty good tonight and last night, but
it's hard
to tell against somebody, teams that are
exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can be as intense as you want, but you still got to play smart and be skilled. And we didn't do that at times against some teams. You can get away with that against teams that aren't very good, but those are, like I said, those are two state ranked teams. Hopefully we learn from it. We get a little fire under our ass maybe going into next Thursday and hopefully we can make a little bit of run.
So what do we know about Houston? Anything?
Besides the record? They got a 6'5 kid. They got a nice senior guard at 6'2 that's very athletic. They're scrappy. I mean, it's Shelby County League team, so they play a tough schedule like we do. So not a team that you're going to take lightly by any means.
Better not.
No. So, and we got plenty of film on them. We've got them scouted already. We'll watch a few more films just to see if there's any wrinkles in their stuff that they do that we're not ready for. But I think overall we'll be ready to go.
It seemed to me like our guys have been playing hard it seems like the last few games, Breaker has really asserted himself.
Well, absolutely.
And I think that's a big deal for us.
You know, that last time out there, I mean, the kid could hardly breathe, you know, and I got to challenge those other guys to play that hard.
Yeah.
It's not fair to him to go out there and work his butt off that hard.
Yep.
And then they're not.
Yep.
You know, all five of those guys should have been breathing the way he was.
Yeah.
And they weren't.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not afraid to single a kid out because that's a fact right there in front of us. So we'll get it cleaned up. We'll be ready to go on Thursday, Neil.
Yep, I think that's right. Thanks for talking
to
us, Coach.
Yep.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Very good.
We'll be back to wrap up the Miracle Lanes post-game show after this.
This is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Indians go down to defeat 71-36. We were hanging in there with them early in the third quarter, and they just exploded. And just kind of walked away from us. But that's what great teams do, and they are a two-loss team, ranked in the top 10 in the state. Not sure exactly where, but obviously a really, really good program for the last several years. And Indians have played well against some pretty good teams, really good, outstanding teams, I should say. And the scores don't show how well I think we played. coach thinks a couple of guys didn't put out their best efforts the whole game tonight. But I like what I see, and I think I'm really excited about getting into the tournament and getting away from some of these big-time teams. Although if we keep playing, we're going to meet some other big-time teams again. So we'll get there. So, again, Indians lose 71-36. Next week, girls won today, big time, against Triad. And so they will play, I'm pretty sure, West Liberty Salem on Tuesday night, again, at Covington. That'll be the second game, the 7:30 game. And Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be there, and the Huddle and NFHS videos will be available. If they win, they would play again on Saturday at Monroe, down south of Dayton. But the time will be determined later, but we need to win Tuesday night to get to that. Then the boys start their tournament run on Thursday, and they'll play Houston at Troy at 6 o'clock. Will be the first game at Troy, and again, WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game, and the Huddle video will be available there. So I want to thank all of our sponsors tonight, and as Mr. Steinbrenner thanked Amy Putcutter, our athletic director, for all she does, and you know, she sets us up pretty good up here, so we appreciate that a lot. So want to thank all you guys for listening, thank our sponsors, and want to thank Anthony Reisner for setting up the equipment and getting us all going, and he's going to be tearing it all down and putting it in the archives. Thanks for listening.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.